course, medicine is a huge subject, but for someone to have the level of understanding which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma has demonstrated, that's what tells his grasp on the science of medicine. What are those basic principles? The caring, compassionate discipline of medicine, where the expectation is that we are here to help each other, to look after those who are poorly in poor health. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman, he demonstrates that throughout his various fatawa, his various books. And I would especially refer to a letter which he wrote to a medical student. So a medical student which is named as Maulana Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, who wanted to practice medicine. So he seeks advice from Sayyidi Ala Hazrat alayhi rahmat. Right. Again, knowing that he's not a doctor,
Allah,
but still knows that he's the one who will give the most honest opinion and advice which would help not just in this dunya, but the hereafter. Right. This is the letter which was written nearly 134 years ago.
Allah,
so again, important to put that into context. What was the state of medicine at that time in the subcontinent? And what the level of advice which Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma has given. So one of the first things he says to the Maulana Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala is that he prays for him. So again, such a great start for, you know, an eminent scholar, where a student scholar, an upcoming medical student, seeks advice, and he doesn't go straight into advice. He first prays for him, that he does what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala intends for him to do.
Subhanallah.
So he prays for him, and the first thing he says, he gives a beautiful comparison and contrasts it with his specialty, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman, that is jurisprudence.
Sure.
So he talks about fiqh, and he says that in fiqh, it happens so often that new problems come along, and those have never happened before. But you have to extract the principles from your previous knowledge, bring it forward, apply it to the modern time, and give an answer to that question. So remember, doctor does exactly that.
Subhanallah.
So beautiful example, comparing that and saying that, yes, these are, every patient is, has their own story. You have to understand that, evaluate that before you can delve deep into that. So that highlights how much Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma had this beauty of comparing and contrasting various disciplines, of be it Islamic sciences or the earth sciences. And then the second thing he says is that this, in the letter, is remember that whenever you're doing something as a doctor, and you will be an independent practitioner, the importance of learning knowledge, educating yourself constantly, never shirk from that responsibility, because there is a risk that if you don't learn what's happening, what's relatively new, if you don't stay up to date, in modern words, if I say as a doctor, if you don't stay ahead of evidence-based medicine, then there is a risk that you may lose out and you may end up mistreating people. So somebody, before they've started, he's telling them about evidence-based medicine, about staying up to date, about ensuring. So in medical profession, we know it as continuous professional development.
The CPD.
Exactly, that's right. And then there is usually a personal development plans which we are given for every doctor. And he's giving them exactly that. Here is that personal development plan. You need to learn this, this, and this. And remember, always stay up to date.
SubhanAllah.
And then the next thing he says about how important it is to be properly mentored and coached by your professors, by your teachers. So again, emphasizing that this the student-teacher relationship, the pupil and the teacher relationship, that is so important. And certainly at that time, when there weren't really as such modern universities with curriculum, he's saying to him that you need mentoring and coaching for every step. And that is a key to success as an independent practitioner. There are two things really, which again, I was completely awestruck by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma and his understanding. So a couple of years ago, I went to a conference, and there was a very famous, world-renowned professor. So he was talking in my specialty of rheumatology. And he was talking about how the genetics, which is a key element of what decides about the human physical attributes and what we call a phenotype. And he was talking about how the genes could be switched on and off. And one of the things he described that phenomenon of what might be responsible for those that genetic makeup to behave in a different fashion. And that branch of medicine is what we now call epigenetics.
Right.
So something which really we didn't even know. And since then, and certainly over the last 10 or 15 years, there have been lots of other branches. So there has been not just genomics, but there's epigenomics, then there is metabolomics, all talking about how different factors can contribute to changing health and can affect the genetic the genetic predisposition, and also what the genetic makeup could ultimately manifest in terms of ill health. So with that knowledge, and I thought, you know, that's incredible. You know, epigenetics, something new in medicine. We need to focus more on this. There's a lot more research happening. And then we come back to this letter that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma has written. And he says, the third point he mentions, he says, remember that when you're treating patients, there is a difference of weather. There's a difference of age. There is difference of place. There's different of personalities. So he gave these four examples and said, remember for that reason, don't think that one medicine which works for the person, if the age, the place and all those attributes change, that particular treatment may not work. So you need to understand the interaction between all these different elements. And that's exactly what epigenomics is. So I guess we could even say that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala had features of an epigeneticist.
Subhanallah.
And that's again another branch of medicine. And, you know, so that's incredible how Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma could have, you know, such a detailed knowledge of how those things can interact. And another thing which he mentions in that was this whole concept of multimorbidity and polypharmacy. So that is a very hot topic in modern healthcare. So we know that people generally, their average life expectancies have increased over the last 50 or 70 years. So we are living longer, but we are living with more health-related conditions. So we're living longer, but we are in poorer health. So why that is? Because when I'm on call and I see a patient coming in, it is not somebody has come in with one problem. They tend to have several problems,
right,
which have all manifested and culminated for them being admitted to hospital. So there's a very famous institute which drives the NHS policies, so the national healthcare system which we have in the UK. So it drives its policies. And that institute produced a special document on how to manage multimorbidity. So multimorbidity, which is this combination of illnesses, chronic conditions, and when they're combined in a person, how you need to be careful that treating one condition may have a negative impact on the other. So you need to have a holistic assessment of that patient and understand that better.
Right.
So they produce a document, and then they talk about, if we look at, again, National Health Service, several studies suggest that the people who are admitted to hospital, nearly between 10 and 20% are related to drug errors.
Right.
And that's because everybody who comes to hospital is on several medications. So it is the polypharmacy, the several medications which they are taking. So Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman, so I've given this context to the people, you know, for the viewers of Madani Channel to know that there is so much which people have been researching on, there are statistics being gathered, all of that. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman coming back to 134 years old letter, and he says, remember, you will come across patients who will have combination of illness.
Allahu Akbar.
And you will come across them who would be taking several medications to treat them. So remember the drug-drug interactions. Remember the interactions of those conditions. Don't treat everyone the same way. Remember the holistic assessment of that.
Amazing.
Patient. The final advice he gives, he says, never be arrogant.
Allahu Akbar.
You know, so sometimes people say, oh, you know, I went to see this doctor and he thinks he is beyond people. You know,
right.
So he didn't listen to us, he didn't engage, he was more interested in whatever else he was doing instead of engaging with us. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahmah, one of the key pieces of advice is, wherever you are, whatever status you've achieved, wherever you are in the whole journey of becoming this independent doctor, remember, you must stay humble.
SubhanAllah.
Always be open to learning. Always be open about if you ever commit a mistake, try to rectify it, but don't hide it. Because that is one of the, I guess, the biggest errors of judgment. If you had done something and you didn't try to rectify. And that will only happen if you are humble at your heart.
SubhanAllah.